Just a second. This will be the recording of Lucy White in Lambertville, New Jersey. We're recording this on August the 14th, 1985. Now, Lucy, first of all, tell us how old you are.
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 88 years old.
All right, and you spent some of your early life on the Delaware Canal, right?
That's right.
Nice noise.
That's right.
Okay, now when did you start on the canal? How old were you? Do you remember that?
Well, we didn't go to school. I was taking sophomore year out of school. I ain't got no school.
Now, when you started on the canal, how old were you?
I had to be old enough so I could steer the boat, you know.
Well, how old would that be? Were you, say what, 10, 12 years old?
Yeah, more than that.
More than that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure you weren't only 8 years old, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have been 8 years old, do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh. Now, whose boat did you work on?
We worked on the mud, I worked on the Lehigh Canal.
Yeah, but whose boat was it?
It was his boat.
Who?
John,
All right, take your time.
I can't think of his name.
All right, maybe we'll think of it later. But this was not on the Delaware Canal now. First, this was on the on the Lehigh Canal or the Delaware Canal?
No, this is the Lehigh.
Lehigh?
Yeah.
Well, now, let's see, what year would that be? If you're 88 and you were about 8 years old then, that would be 80 years ago, be about 1905?
Yeah.
That would be about the time you started on the Lehigh Canal.
Yeah.
Now, what was your job when you were 8 years old on the canal?
Well, then we had to drive the mules and we had to steer the boat. Mm-hmm. I had to cook. I had to do everything.
And you could do all that when you were only 8 years old?
Yeah, I had to do it. I had to get daughter good licking from my father.
Now, did your father run the boat?
Huh?
Was it your father's boat?
No.
Was he the captain?
No.
Oh, you got a licking at home if you didn't.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the captain of that first boat was?
Yeah.
Who was the captain of that first boat?
I can't tell you the right name.
All right, we can get to it later. We can get to it later, that's all right. When did you ever switch from the Lehigh to the Delaware Canal?
Yep.
When did that happen?
Yeah, well, that happened right away. We loaded my truck and we went to Bristol. You know where Bristol is?
Oh, yeah.
We went to Bristol. Then we went out on the tug. I ain't got my teeth in, that's why I can't talk so good. I ain't got my teeth in.
That's okay. Now, you started from Easton, did you, or did you start from Machuk?
No, Machuk.
Okay, so that would be on the area, on the Lehigh Canal, Machuk was.
That's
that
right.
Took you from Machuk to Easton,
right?
Yeah. Now, did you then take the same boat and switch it over to the Delaware Canal?
Yep. No, you went by the same boat.
Same boat?
Yep.
From one canal to the other?
Yep.
And then you stayed with it all the way to Bristol?
That's right.
Now, when it went down the river...
Then you went on the tug.
And you went all the way with it, down the river.
Yeah. Then we went to Philadelphia, down on the tug, with the tug. And we unloaded down there. And then we waited till the tide turned, and then we went back up to...
All right, now how long would the trip be from Machuk all the way to Bristol?
It takes a week.
From Machuk to Bristol?
Yeah.
Then a couple more days to get down into Philadelphia and back up.
Yeah.
And you would you stop at night or would you keep going?
No. You had to tie up at. You had to find a place to tie up at 8 o'clock, and 10 o'clock.
Oh, you could.
If you don't, you won't get sued or lost. And you don't get it, and you don't go to work until 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you slept on the boat.
Yep. We only had two beds. Had two beds, that's all.
And how many people are using two beds?
My father, my brother, and my sister.
And you?
Yeah.
So the four of you had to take turns then, huh?
Well, Some slept at the top, some slept at the head.
Now, how long did you stay on the canal? How long did you keep up that work?
We quit. They wouldn't leave us. They wouldn't let us on no more. They wouldn't leave me on no more.
Why?
Well, it's because the boss said they were too much for me.
You mean you were too young?
Yeah.
How old were you by then?
So then he said, how would you like the 10 lock? I said, all right, $20 a week, $20 a month.
Yeah.
And then my husband went along and he got bittersweets. You know what they are? Mm-hmm. Well, he went and got them and then he went up the road and he sold them. And that's all why we lived. And we had 2 locks to take care of.
Which ones?
The upper one and the lower one.
Yeah, but where on the canal were they? Were these on the Delaware Canal?
Yep.
Where?
No, that was on the...
On the Lehigh?
No, this is at the Delaware Canal.
Delaware Canal. Whereabouts on the Delaware Canal?
Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant?
Yep.
And you had to tend 2 locks there?
Yep.
Now, do you remember when that was, what year that was, or how old you were?
I really don't know.
You don't remember how old you were?
No, I don't know.
Her mother died when she was 8 years old, and then her father, see, she jumps from her father, she probably married you.
I had a dog life, I tell you. I lost my poor mother, and then, you know what, if Pop went away, he wouldn't do no farming. The fella wanted to stay on the farm, he wouldn't stay there. He wanted to give us cows, he wanted to give us milk, he wanted to give us pigs, and my father wouldn't stay.
Where was this farm?
Over there in Point Pleasant.
Oh, farm is in Point Pleasant too?
Yeah.
All right, now, so...
And he took us on the boat, and Mom said, you're going to drown every one of them.
Didn't happen though, did it?
No, because he made us swim before we went on the boat.
You had to learn to swim before you could get on the boat?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Was that a rule for everybody or two?
No, for everybody.
Everybody had to know how to swim.
Yep.
All right, then you would have been more than 8. You were 8 when your mother died, right?
Yeah.
Now, how much after that was it before you went on the canal with your father?
Well, we didn't go on the boat for quite a while.
Maybe 5, 6, 7 years?
Yes, I saw something like that.
And how long did you stay on the boat?
I got tired of it. I said, I'm going to quit. I said, I'm going to quit. And I quit. And I said... Then we moved to Bristol. We moved to Bristol down there with my sisters.
And that was before you became a lock tender?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the time you became a lock tender, you were married, is that right?
Yeah.
How old were you when you got married?
21.
21.
Yeah. I didn't get married till I was 21.
Mm-hmm. And you and your husband had the job tending the 2 locks in Point Pleasant. Now, can you remember any experiences that you had when you were tending those locks, of anything that would be something that would stay in your memory? How long did you have that job?
Well, we could stay as long as we wanted to.
Well, how long did you stay?
Well, we stayed till I got tired. I said, come on, we're going to go to Bristol.
How long would that be, you think?
We lived about a month or two.
Now, that's all you spent as a lock tender?
Yeah, that's all.
And then you went on to Bristol?
Yeah.
All right, now, when did you come back to this area?
After my husband died.
How long ago would that be?
He's 62.
That was your second husband.
Oh.
His second husband.
Yeah. Well, now, but when did you come back here to the Lambertville, New Hope area to live?
When did I come back here to live?
Yeah.
By my first husband, or I was married twice.
It doesn't matter who you were married to. I just like to find out when you came back here, so that I can get you to tell me what this place was like when you were living.
Oh, it wasn't like it is now.
Well, what was it like? What do you remember about it?
Huh?
What do you remember about it?
It didn't have these here.
Oh, saloons, huh?
Yeah.
No, you don't like saloons.
No, sir. I don't like them. I don't like them places.
You don't?
No, sir.
Now, they didn't have them when you came and settled here, then?
No, sir.
No, it must have been...
Yes, they had them.
Did they?
Yeah, they had them.
Would that be before Prohibition?
Yeah.
How old were you that time?
I don't know.
Well, you were 21 when you got married.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
How much after that would it be that you came and settled here in Lambertville?
He asked you something.
When did you come to live in Lambertville?
In Lambertville?
Yeah.
We come to live in Lambertville after my husband died. Then I got married again.
Well, now when would that be?
Then I got married again.
When did your first husband die?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah, a long time ago.
How old were you when he died?
I don't know. I know I'm 88 years old and now.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you eat on the canal boat?
Huh?
He wants to know when you were on the canal boat, what kind of food did you eat?
What'd you eat?
Any kind of food.
Where'd you get it when you're on the boat?
You could tie up and go out to get the food, you know. And then if you had to steer, you had to steer the boat so it didn't go aground, you know.
What'd you have to do on the locks? Fill it with water and bring the boats up?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, no. The lock tender done that. He let the water go down. Then he let us go out. Now and then we quit my junk. Mm-hmm. We quit my junk then. Their boss didn't want my junk anymore. So we moved down to Pritzker.
Down to where?
Pritzker.
What was New Hope like when you were on the boats?
Huh?
Do you remember New Hope when you were on the boats?
I got a book of New Hope.
Well, tell us what you saw in New Hope when you come through there on the boat. What did you see in New Hope when you came through on the boat when you were just a young girl?
A lot of work, that's all.
A lot of work.
That's all.
Did you ever have a chance to get off the boat in New Hope?
No, sir.
It was just something you passed on through.
That's true.
And what did it look like? What kind of a town did you think it was?
Well, I don't know. We used to go across in the boat, too. We went across in the boat.
We went across in the boat,
and we went across the river.
Oh, to get to the other canal.
To get it on this canal.
On the
up here, we got stone.
Yeah.
We got stone up here at this block, up here at this here.
But when you used to come through the town of New Hope, what kind of a town did it look like to you?
It looked good. It was all right.
Well, how would you describe it to somebody? Was it
what now?
No, when you came through on the boat.
I don't know.
Was it a quiet town, do you think?
A quiet mist town.
But there were some rough towns along. Huh? There were rough places along the canal, tough places.
Yeah.
Where were they?
Huh?
Where were the tough places?
Where were the saloons and the tough places? You told me about Point Pleasant when we took a ride. You told me of all the things you did in Point Pleasant. This house and that house and this bar. Remember you said they had bars?
Oh, yeah. Well, we wasn't on the way. We was on the farm. We had to live on $40 a week, a month, a year. Till we went to work to boat again. We didn't go to Fort.
You went and started up in the spring, right?
Yep.
What, around April?
March. Yeah.
And you had to quit, what, November?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you remember coming through places on the canal boat? Do you remember places where people were trying to start fights and things like that?
No.
Didn't have any of that kind of trouble?
They used to tie up and get something to drink, yeah. But we wouldn't.
No.
Because we weren't out on by.
So you never got in any of those saloons along the...
No, sir.
And when you and your husband, your first husband, were lock tenders.
Yeah.
Did you have any trouble with any of these boatmen being too tough?
No,
hard time?
No, they didn't bother with us.
They swore a lot, huh?
Huh? That's all. They went on.
Did they use pretty strong language?
Huh?
Did they swear a lot?
No.
They didn't, huh?
We just went to Whitney, took the Whitney car, and swung him out, told him to go.
Oh, but did they ever swear at you?
Huh?
Did they ever swear at you?
No.
No bad language, huh?
No.
Well, was that because you were a woman and they only swore at men, do you think?
They only swear at people that drink, that's all.
Oh,
no. A lot of boyfriends.
Huh?
A lot of boyfriends on the canal.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have no boyfriends, no, sir.
Tell them about Sunday, how you had to pull in and wash your clothes.
I lost my little boy at 3 years old. He drowned. He drowned in the canal. And I only had Sunday and Sunday to wash the clothes and to dry the clothes and to air the bedclothes and stuff like that.
Was this while you were in the boat or when you were locked in her?
Yeah. And my little boy went out to with the rest of them, and he thought he could swim too, and he couldn't swim. He could only, the coroner said he never really hit the water.
Hmm. Well, now, was this when you were lock tending?
No, we were boating then.
Oh, you were still boating then?
Yeah.
And that's how your little boy, you would stop on a Sunday to do your laundry?
Yeah.
And that was what you did every week, right?
Yeah.
And you would do it on the boat, or you had to go ashore to do it?
No, we had to do it on the boat. We had to do it on the boat.
You had a tub and a washboard, I suppose?
Yeah.
And then you hung it. Did you hang it up on a line on the boat?
Don't want to hear it. There's a little hole where you pump the water out.
Mm-hmm.
You stick your pole down in there. Uh-huh. You stick your pole down in there, and then hang your clothes up.
That's how you got the line, clothesline to hang on.
Oh,
clothes on. You wouldn't want to do that again, would you?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't.
Well, after you you left the canal, you stopped boating, and you quit the job as lock tender.
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do then?
I didn't do nothing.
Didn't do nothing. Let your husband work for you.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He did the lock himself.
Oh, and that was that before you moved to Bristol?
Yeah.
Now, what happened after you moved to Bristol?
I went to my sister. My sister took me.
And did you ever go back to the canal after that?
No, I didn't want to go back to the canal. I don't want to see it.
You don't ever look at it now?
No, sir.
Why, is that too much?
I see too much.
Too many bad memories?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now tell me what kind of a life you had after you gave up the canal and all. Where did you live someplace where your husband worked, or did you have did you go on a farm or what?
Well, he lived on a farm. We lived on a farm that his brother and him that they owned the farm. You know, they sold the farm.
Where was that?
Way up here in Jersey, Pennsylvania, in Jersey somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where.
You lived there for a while, did you?
Yeah.
And then, and when did you, where did you go after that?
Huh?
Where did you go after the farm, after it was sold?
Didn't go nowhere.
Did you come here to Lambertville to live? Or
after he died, yeah.
And then what did your second husband do? Where did he work?
He didn't work nowhere. He built houses.
Uh-huh.
He built houses. He was an Italian.
And where did you live when you were married to him?
Where did I live?
Yeah.
I lived up on the hill.
You're in Lambertville?
Yeah.
And you've been in Lambertville ever since?
Yeah. And I guess I'll die here.
Well, that could happen to pretty near anybody. What do you remember about Lambertville when you first came to live here? How was it different then from what it is now?
We had to live on $40 a month. $40 a month. That's the mules and ourselves.
Yeah, but well, now I'm talking about after you left the canal.
Yeah.
And you went to live on the hill here in Lambertville.
Yeah.
Now, how was Lambertville different then than what it is now?
Oh, I don't know. It's a lot different now.
What difference do you see?
Yeah, it's a different. I don't like it here anyway.
You don't?
No.
Did you like it when you were up on the hill?
No.
You didn't? You never liked Lambertville, huh?
No.
Where would you rather be?
I'd rather go to Pennsylvania. I belong to the church in Pennsylvania.
Oh, which church?
I'm Mennonite.
Uh-huh. And that's where you would rather have been than here in Lambertville,
huh? Yeah.
A very, very good tour. Huh? Oh, they really are. Come and gather
you
Sunday.
Oh, the Mennonites, the church people
miles.
Come and... Huh? The church people come and take you to church?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You go to church every Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I go whenever I feel like. When I don't feel like, well, they call me up, you know. Then I tell them I don't want to come. She said that it's all right. Yeah.
Well, now, what you say you never liked Lambertville. What did you think was wrong with it?
No, I don't know.
You can speak out. Nobody's going to bother you about it.
No, I know they...
Why don't you like it?
I don't like it here.
Oh.
You mean this particular location?
Yeah.
No, we're just talking about the town in general.
Huh?
We're just talking about Lambertville in general. What didn't you like about it when you came to live here with your second husband?
You wouldn't go to us, not unless he went for you. He had one car.
Yeah.
And you only went when he went. That's all.
In other words, you were stuck at home and couldn't...
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And he didn't believe in church either.
But that's only him. What about the rest of the town of Lambertville? Were there a lot of people in Lambertville that went to church, or were there too many that didn't?
I don't know where they go.
Well, but I'm talking about when you first came to live on the hill with your second husband. What kind of people did you know in Lambertville then?
I only know the church people, that's all. I didn't bother. I don't go out. I don't go places.
No, I don't mean now. I'm talking about think back to when you first came to live on the hill.
Yeah.
What was Lambertville like then? What kind of people were here and all?
We got too many people here in Lambertville.
Well, how about when you first came here? There weren't too many then, were there?
No.
No, you had nice friends. You have nice friends. Remember?
I got her, yes. Yeah.
Oh. No, Aunt.
That's the only friend I got.
Sir.
How about Aunt Lizzie?
Yeah.
How about Aunt Lizzie White?
Yeah, well, Aunt Lizzie, yeah.
They ever voted to
no.
Aunt Lizzie?
No.
It happened.
No, they didn't know
she was
voted.
A relative and almost as old as she is.
Well, when you lived in Lambertville up on the hill,
yeah.
Did you ever go over to New Hope at all?
No, I went over to New Hope.
Yeah, never went, huh?
Would that one or no?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Were you here when the flood washed out the bridge to New Home?
No.
You weren't here then?
Huh?
What do you
mean? 1904.
Yeah.
She was only...
Oh, that's right. That should be true.
You're talking about 6 years.
Yeah, well...
1897.
Yeah.
1897,
yeah.
Did I say?
No.
Yeah. Do you remember when the flood came in 1955?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I don't remember.
Just a few years ago.
I know, but I don't remember. I don't remember. I got no brains. My feet down in my feet.
Your brains are down in your feet, isn't it?
Yeah, my brains are down my feet.
Do you remember when the trolley was here?
Yeah, I got the book of the trolley.
Did you ride the trolley?
Huh?
Where'd you go? Did you ride on the trolley?
Huh?
Did you ever ride on that trolley?
Yeah, sure.
Where'd you go?
See, there's New Hope.
Yeah.
There's the boat.
Well, now, when you rode on that trolley, where did you go?
Huh?
When you rode on that trolley, where did you go? Where did the trolley take you?
Wherever the trolley went, we took a ride.
Oh, you didn't care where it went. You just wanted to take a ride. You didn't use it to get anywhere special.
That's right.
Now, is that the trolley on the New Hope side that you took? Which way would you go? Down the river or up the river?
Down the river.
Down the river toward Washington Crossing, huh?
Yeah.
And then you just turn around and come back?
You know, it only crossed the Lambertville Bridge. It never went any further up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It came over here because I rode as a kid, too.
Did you?
like this.
Did you ever ride the railroad up, you know, to Belvedere? And ride the railroad?
Did you ride the railroad from Lambertville?
No, I was on the boat. How could I ride on the railroad?
Oh, no, after you gave up boating.
Huh?
After you finished with the boat.
Oh.
Did you ever ride the railroad? The railroad right here from Lambertville, did you ever ride that?
No.
Never did, but the only thing you rode was the trolley car from the New Hope side.
You can't remember the man that helped you folks bank? He came from Easton, there was a man you used to speak of.
Well,
and he helped you get your money to get started and...
That's the boss.
Yeah, what was his name?
I forget what his name was. I never heard what his name was. I see him, but I never heard what his name was.
And what did he do for you?
He gave us money, and we got our back money. We got that at Christmas time.
And what? Oh, just money for Christmas presents?
Went over to New Hope and got it.
Oh, you got it at the bank in New Hope?
Yeah.
The old Solbury National Bank?
Yeah. No, we got it at the lock.
The lock?
Yeah.
Up in Point Pleasant, you mean?
Yeah. No, there.
In New Hope?
No. Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be bank money. That would just be somebody that ran the canal.
Yeah, it wasn't from the bank.
No. We used to get our insurance at the house, at the lot over New Hope. It's over there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's over there yet.
And that, do you think
there
was
that old house that's down there at the end of New Hope?
Yeah.
Must have been a sort of a bank.
I don't think so. I don't know.
She has slipped a little since the last time she talked. She's he's been very sick and been hard on her. If you want to hear an interesting story, it's kind of like a movie. Can you remember to tell the story of how you were riding the mules at night?
I rode the mules at nighttime. If we wanted to get ahead of them, to get all loaded, you know.
Yeah.
To ahead of them. If we knew where you was going to go, we'd go ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go around you. And I used to sleep on the mule.
Sleep on the mule?
Yep. I slept like this there. And my husband, he put the flashlight so I would still, he'd see me, you know. And we went all the way 11 miles.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it to get ahead of some of the people.
You had to make better time, get there sooner, is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
But how about the tramp?
Huh?
About the tramp?
Oh, and the tramp. There's a tramp come up over the bank and had a fire, you know, they had a fire. And he said, I had my head between the shoulder of the mule like that. And so she said, ain't you afraid, lady? I said, no, I ain't afraid. I said, I didn't make believe I was afraid. I didn't like it. I didn't make believe I was afraid.
And he let you alone, did he?
Huh? Yeah, he didn't touch me anyway. He went down over the bank.
And you went back to sleep on top of the mule, right?
Yep.
See, I suppose she was riding.
Yep.
One more mule on the other side, but, you know, down on one mule.
Yeah, you were talking about me cooking. Well, cooking, you have to cook, you know, you cook at the hinges. What they call the hinges, where they hit you, hook it together, you know, with the right one. Well, I used to have to go out, and I had anything on the stove. I used to have to run out there and get it off, or see what it was all like, and go back to see the boat, or the boat would be loaded. And that's the way we had to do it.
In other words, you had to run back and forth between your stove and the tiller.
That's right.
What did you burn in the stove? Wood or coal or for cooking?
No, coal is all we burn. That's all we burn.
Well, the boat was full of coal anyway, wasn't it?
We burned stove coal, chestnut coal, pea coal. That's all.
Wasn't that pretty hot in the summertime, in that cabin with a hot...
Yeah, but you don't put it in that in the summertime. You put the stove outdoors. The stove was only that little anyway.
Well, now, did you just help yourself to the coal that you were hauling to put in your stove?
No.
Weren't allowed to do that, huh?
No, sir. If I take any of your coal, you could have me arrested.
So you had to go buy your own coal to put in the stove?
We had to buy our own coal, put our own coal out there. So a lot of them sold for the drink. Mm-hmm. They wanted to drink. They stopped there in the boat. They stopped there in the boat. Come on, stop. So we said, go on.
A lot of mosquitoes, a lot of flies, a lot of...
Huh?
A lot of mosquitoes and a lot of flies and things like that on the boats.
Oh, yeah.
Hot summertime.
Well, you have to blow them away, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
You ever get sick?
That's a cocktail.
See, he made the hole too big.
Can you blow that?
Yeah, but he made the hole too big.
A man that...
The man...
Miller brought it to him last year.
The one last year that went up to the... What you call to the picnic? He had a picnic first,
and he gave us that. There is still an organization.
Well, there are only two men left I know of that were on the canal, and they one of them is the guy that used to blow the thing. He still blows the conch shell.
Well, we drove a couple of years ago. He's a young fellow. She knew just how to go up the Pennsylvania side.
See, I can't.
That's right. Do it again.
I can't do it.
Do the best you can.
Okay. See, you gotta have more wind.
Yeah. Well, now, when you were on the boat, did you used to blow this?
Huh?
When you were on the boat, did you used to blow one of these?
Yep. You had to blow that one of them for the lock.
Let the lock tender know you were coming, right?
Yep. I give it to her when I die.
Well, we went to this very interesting picnic. Now they hold that every year. You should maybe go up to that. It's about time for it. We drove. She said it would be this side of Easton. When we got there, we went 15 miles past Easton. I thought we'd never get there. She was so good all day. I let her stretch her legs a little bit, but you know, she sat in the car all day because she couldn't walk. And a couple people at that picnic, I saw some older people, brought him over, and they knew her. Hadn't seen him in over 50 years. So that was interesting. You may get some good packs of beer. They have a great old time at that picnic. It's in a beautiful spot.
What do you want to say?
What are you going to say?
No, I was waiting for you to say something.
No, I want you to say something.
Do you remember anything else you want to tell us about your days on the canal and in the lock tender? And
how about the mules? What were they fun? Were they pets? Were they?
Huh?
The mules, what were they like?
A mule, yeah. A horse is no good. A horse will die. You're going to take them a while, but you can't take them along. You have to take a mule. A mule could stand it.
Now, what did you do with your mules in the wintertime when the boat was put up?
We put it up on the farm.
On the farm?
Yeah.
Did they have to work on the farm, or they just rested all winter?
Yeah.
Where did people go to buy those mules?
I don't know where he went. He got them. My trunk. The fella. Yeah.
Did you own the mules? You didn't own the boat.
No, we didn't own the boat.
But did you own the mules?
Huh?
Did you own the mules?
Yep, we owned the mules.
Yeah.
But we didn't own the boat. No, we didn't own them. Yeah.
Yeah. Who owned the boat? The coal company?
Yeah.
What is that? At the borderline of New York State, Montchuck?
No, it's not pretty far up from Easton. It's in the coal country. You know,
she speaks to that so much.
Yeah, it's now called Jim Thorpe.
Oh, that's interesting.
They changed the name to Jim Thorpe because that's where he came from.
Oh.
Do you remember any particular mules that gave you any trouble?
No, we had nice mules. I used to get on them jump on them and get on and ride.
How about the law that said you have to take care of them under those collars? You told me about the mules getting sores under their collar.
Oh, if the mule got a sore under the collar, why, then at Northampton, there was a bridge right across at Northampton. There was a woman there. She always what? She looked at your mules to see if you had the sores, to see if you had any sores on the mule. You'd have to be rested. She'd have to be rested.
Was she from the SPCA?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you, did you ever get caught with mules like that?
No.
Your mules were always okay, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think it was because your collars fit better or you just treated them better?
I don't know.
What did you do with the mules when they were old? What did you do with the mules when they got very old? They couldn't work anymore.
Well, then you have to tell him, then he did give you something else.
What did you do with the old ones that couldn't work anymore? The old mules?
Well, we never had none of them, but we couldn't work.
You didn't stay on it that long, huh?
No. We was good to our mules.
When did the mules get fed?
Huh?
When did the mules eat?
In the morning, at noon, at night.
Now, did they have to eat while they were pulling the boat?
Yeah.
Nose bag? You didn't let them stop to eat?
Yeah.
They kept moving while they ate?
Yeah. You have a basket over there. Yeah.
And how did you get water for the mules? Did they drink out of the canal?
You had to go. You had to get water out of the canal.
Is that where to get your water? To use on to drink on the boat and to cook with?
We had a big barrel like that. And we had water. We got the water down in Philadelphia.
Are you getting tired?
Huh?
Are you getting tired of this?
Who, me? No. No. As long as she stays in there. She's a good girl.
Do you remember when people used to float down the river on logs?
Yeah.
Big log raft?
Huh? Do you remember what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Who made better time? Did they go faster than you did, or did you go faster?
How old do you say you are?
Am I? 85.
Huh?
I'm 85.
85?
Yeah.
I jump a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah. Now, what he wants to know is when men came down the river on the logs,
yeah,
and you were coming down the canal with the boats and the mules,
yeah,
who went faster, you or the men on the logs?
The men on the log.
That's what I would think.
Well, they didn't go upstream on logs, did they? Just float down.
Yeah, then they left the logs down there. Did people ever ask to ride on your boat because they wanted?
They wanted to swim. You know, they wanted to swim.
No, I mean if somebody, let's say, was in Philadelphia and he wanted to get up to Easton, could you allow to take him as a passenger?
No.
Couldn't do it, huh?
No, sir. We never had nobody. We never had nobody on the boat with us.
Did any of the other boat people do it?
No.
Never did it, huh?
No. We stopped at Erwinnie, Well, we tied up at Erwinnie, and we tied up at 4 o'clock. Somebody went like that. And I said to my husband, somebody upstairs. Well, you stick your head up, you ain't get no... You ain't getting away to get along. All right. He took his head up anyway. He said, what do you want? He said, I want some coal. And my husband said, no.
When did you get
Well, what happened then?
And my husband said, no. He said, okay. He said, he said, you only want the coal to give it to the drunkard. You want to give it to the hotel. I know it.
Well, now, did he mean he wanted the coal, your cargo, or the coal that you were cooking with?
Yeah.
The cargo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did he leave after that when you wouldn't give it to him?
Yeah. Yeah, he left after he got done. He shit on our light. He shit. Excuse my friend.
That's all right.
But he shit. He got mad and he went to work and he shit on our. Because we wouldn't give him
boat. On your boat?
Yeah. See, because then that fella came out of the store when we left and he said, I'm also sorry. He said, they done that. They do that. He said, because they want to want to get the call. He said, don't you give no call. And my husband said, no, sir, we don't give no call. We don't give nothing. And we didn't give nothing either. But they give us something. And we just put the thing all on the canal.
Well, that's great.
Nah, you want us?
No, I shouldn't have interrupted that. There was nothing. Do you remember when the big fish? Did you eat a lot of fish aboard the boat?
Huh?
Did you eat fish on the boat? A lot of fish.
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 No.
Do you remember when the big fisheries were in the river?
Yeah.
The shad fisheries.
Yeah. Well, we used to fish.
We did.
We fish for shad. We fish for suckers. Yeah, sure.
And you do that when you were on the canal boat?
No, we were at home.
Oh, but when you were on the canal boat, what kind of foods did you eat? Did you have to eat?
We ate the same as they eat here. The same as you eat here.
Just the regular things that the people eat at home?
Yeah.
Did you buy things from farmers along the way, fresh vegetables or anything like that?
No.
You loaded up at one end of the line and then that's what kept you going until you got to the other one, huh?
Yeah.
And were there stores at the end of the line that took care of
some
people?
Some stores at the locks. Some stores were at the locks, You could buy some stuff there if you wanted to buy.
But you would load up when you left Ma Chunk, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or when you left Easton, there would be a store that would supply you enough to get to the end of the line. You didn't have any way to keep things cold, did you?
No. We didn't have no ice box on that canal.
Could you just hang stuff in the water to keep it cool?
No. Put it out on the... Had a great big box like that. Where we had mule stuff in the feed, the feed. And then... place for us to put our stuff.
How did you keep butter and things like that?
Well, we done the best we could.
But you had a lot of it go bad, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
Butter didn't spoil on you? Or milk go sour or anything?
No.
Those employed
ice.
Did you buy ice?
No.
Well, I think we're pretty near. Let's see what we do here. Well, we've got a little more on here yet anyway before I have to turn it over. Did you always have hot meals on the boat? Did you cook them all?
No, not always.
You had a lot of cold stuff too, huh?
No. But my husband always wanted cold meals because he didn't want me to run after the boat, and go run out. I used to just run after the Indians, run them back. The boat would, before it got on fire, before the boat.
When you went by a farm along the canal, did you ever run into the farmer's field and grab a couple of ears of corn or something like that?
No.
Sure.
No.
Now, if you had it to do all over again, would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Could you really stop the boat? How did you stop the boat? Was coasting.
You stopped the boat, you had to stop along the bank. The bank.
Just run in the bank.
It's the bank.
In other words, you stop the mules and then just head the boat right into the canal to towpath.
Right.
Bank, and then that would stop it.
Big
oh, yeah. They do that today with the barge.
You know what? Stick with it.
Nope.
You know where Sick Rich is?
I'm sorry?
Sick Rich, you know where that is?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know where Sick Rich is? And you know where Easton is?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was where you started, the beginning of the run.
No.
After you quit the Ma Chump run.
Yeah. No. We loaded in Northampton.
Northampton?
Northampton we had a load. Yeah. That's where I lost my boy.
Is Northampton above Easton, or is it this side of Easton?
It's this side.
The other side.
You go right through Easton Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that Northampton would be on the Lehigh Canal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you went to Raritan Canal, too, didn't you?
Isn't that we bought a stone from come over across the little river, and we loaded a stone, and we went to Bamboo. And then we went out on the river there. We waited for the tug, and the tug took us out on the river.
That'd be the Raritan River, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was stone that came from right up here around...
It's down here by the county farm,
I guess.
What?
Which quarry did you go to in New Jersey and get your coal or stone?
We got our coal. We got our stone up here.
Right out of Lambertville?
Yeah.
Up near Stockton?
You mean Montgomery, you own the... Oh.
And we went to Brown Brook. And we went to Brown Brook. And the other side of Brown Brook. And then we waited. They waited. And we went out on the river.
What did they call?
Then we went to Philadelphia.
No, and he wouldn't go to Philadelphia with the stone, would you?
Yeah.
You went to Philadelphia?
We had the stone on.
You went to Philadelphia with the stone?
Yeah.
You're just Bound Brook?
Yeah.
They switched from coal to stone.
What'd you ask me about?
When you had the stone, you got the stone right up here above Lambertville, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you came down the Raritan Canal.
That's right.
And you went over to Bound Brook on the canal,
right,
to the river at Bound Brook.
Right.
Now, would they take you all the way from Bound Brook to Philadelphia?
No, the tug would come from Philadelphia up to my truck. To Bound Brook and pick you up.
And take you all the way down to Philadelphia Bound Brook?
Yep, and then when you got unloaded, you come back up to Philadelphia. You come back up to Bristol.
Up the Delaware Canal.
Yeah.
Well,
Did you ever go to New York?
Oh, I
did you ever go to New York on the canal?
No. Well, I tell you, I had an awful life. Nobody knows. But me and the Lord. That's all.
When you were a young girl, what did you do for fun? Weren't you lonely?
My father said when my mother died, he said, we're going to take you right on the canal boat. My mother, before she died, she told my sisters to get on one side and comb her hair, you know, and put her hair in a plait because she's going to die. But I didn't want my children to die on the canal. And he said, don't worry about that. And right after Mom died, then he wouldn't stay on the farm. And we liked it on the farm. He would give us everything. He'd give us milk, he'd give us eggs, he'd give us everything. He'd give us meat for winter time and everything. He wanted us to stay right on. And we wanted to help him. He wouldn't stay, he wanted to go on the canal boat. So what could we do? We couldn't do nothing. He was boss. I wasn't boss.
Well, when you were on the canal and you were just a young girl.
Yeah.
What did you do anything just to have fun? How did you play? How did you enjoy yourself?
You didn't play.
You didn't.
You just worked. That's all. You just worked. That's all.
How about in the winter when the canal was closed?
Yeah. Well, you stayed there then to take care of mules. That's all. That's all.
You didn't get a chance to have any fun? You didn't go on picnics or anything like that?
No, he didn't believe in that. Yeah, no.
She was a pretty little girl, had curls.
You have seen pictures. No, I don't want to tire her out.
I don't think you're tiring her.
Did you wish you could do it again?
Huh?
Do you wish you could do it again?
No. No, I don't. I wish my mother could get come back.
Sure.
My mother, yeah.
I think she called. What happened to your little brother? Your mother died soon after the little brother was born. What happened to the little boy? The neighbors took him, but did you ever catch up with him? I forgot to ask you. Was he one of the brothers you mentioned?
Hey.
Did somebody adopt him, or?
I don't know. I forget.
Yeah. I forget. You'll have to think.
I had to think. See, I can't read, I can't write.
Pretty good.
I can write my name, that's about all.
Well, in other words, if you hadn't gone on the canal, you could have gone to school, couldn't you?
Now, none of her children have, oh, I shouldn't say that, I don't think Eddie out there. Did Eddie ever live on the canal boat with you?
No.
Margaret?
Did you get to go to school at all before you went on the boats?
I went to school, but that was all the only time that the teachers, they didn't care. The principal didn't care either.
How old were you when you were taken out of school? How far did you go in school?
First grade.
That's all, huh?
That's all. That's all. Yeah.
And then you went from there onto the boat, did you?
Yeah, I went with my father, yeah. We had to listen to him. We had to listen to Pop.
You never got another chance to go back to school afterwards?
No. That's why I appreciate anybody, what they do for me, because I can't read, I can't write. I can write, but I write a little bit.
Who was your half-sister? What was her name? Her father's married three times.
You mean Clara?
Maybe. Was she the first?
Yeah, child? Well, she was.
Was she nice to you?
No.
That's what.
She was nasty to us. She was Pop's first wife. Pop was married three times then. He married a colored fella, a colored woman. You get me? And then she died. She died of pneumonia too. And she died too. Then I was crazy enough to get him.
What happened when you got sick on the boat? I mean, really sick. You got malaria, diphtheria, that people. What happened?
Well, you have to go, you have to get off the boat.
Yeah, someplace that you stop and you get to a doctor and.
Yeah.
Well, the boat wouldn't stop. Well, the boat would keep on going, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they'd leave you there and?
Sure. I was kicked to death by heels, but I don't know if you want to hear it tell. Okay. Now, how about the little boy? One of your little boys that got kicked by the mule. That's such a sad story. Will it upset you to talk about it?
Oh. Well, no, it doesn't feel, because I know I prayed to the Lord, and I told him, when we lived at the lock, his brother stayed there at the lock, too, and I said, don't you go over there to the farm and call away the
corn,
and he said, yeah. I said, don't put him on a mule. All right. He put the mobile bus on the mule. I lost him. I lost two.
What happened when he got on the mule?
He set him along down Bakertown Hill. He said, you go down Bakertown Hill, I'll go down that hill. He said, okay. And so pretty soon she come back and she had over her base like that. And the woman wouldn't know what was the matter with her. She couldn't catch her. She couldn't catch my daughter, said. All right, my daughter comes in to do it, and she said, Charlie, come on. You don't know what's down the foot of the hill now. He said, what's down there? He said, well, when you go down, you'll see, you'll find out. They found out what it was. It was my boy. She put the, what's it called, what's that, like that, that he carried it down, he carried it down to the farmer, and so then the farmer took it, they noticed, and they took the ferret, and then he fetched it home to me, and he said, "You go in the room now." I said to my husband, I said, "You go in the room now." I said, "Go in the room." I said, look what you got in the room. It was all nothing but blood. Nothing but blood.
Fell off the mule, did he?
He got hurt with the mule. His foot got fast.
Oh.
It must have got fast. And so anyway, he went down. We took him down to the Abington Hospital. We took him to the nurse came down, and the people came down. We went to the lockbin, and the woman came down, and she said, "Don't you touch him." She said, "I'll call the doctor." I went. So they called the doctor, and the doctor's wife came down and picked him up and took him up to my prison. And then I went up to my prison, and my children never seen nothing in their life, And so I was cleaning all up, for Sunday. And she said, "Come in the room. Dad, don't pass out on me." And they would take the coat off of his face. I said, "Why don't you want to take his coat off of his face?" He said, "Because we don't." He said, "We had to take that boy down to Abington Hospital." And they took him down there, and there he died. There he died. There he died.
Well, did the mule kick him?
No, the stone fell.
Oh,
he was dragged. He got his foot caught in it.
Yeah, he died this day.
He dragged him.
Yeah, he died this day.
So it wasn't the mule's fault, really?
No.
Was he one of the mules that was used on the canal, or was he just a farm mule?
Yeah, it's one
mule
used on the canal.
Yeah. Do you have any other ideas? I don't quite know what to.
I used to remember some of the men, that probably passed on that helped them. You say the man that handled the banking for them and so forth, but I can't remember. It's probably in there somewhere.
Is she mentioned in there?
I think the man is mentioned in one of the books.
No, I mean, is she mentioned?
Yeah, she's supposed to be. And then last year, another lady from New York came here several times. And she used to write a book, but we've never heard a thing from there.
Well, it takes time.
Yeah, she said there's another book upstairs.
In the pictures that she got, I'm in that book there. I'm in the book, me and the girls are in the book. I had to pay $7 to get that.
Hmm. Can I go up and get that from Kathy?
No, I don't believe she'll get it.
Why?
I don't believe she'll give it to you.
Well, why would she have your book?
I don't know.
Is it up here?
Yeah.
Why would she have your book?
You know who's got it? Bishop's wife.
Oh, that house. See, she says up. She means way up on the up on the Go-Go Road.
No.
Oh, I see.
No,
Well, I can get it, but you read it.
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, we will keep her here then.
They had a lot of things for sale and.
In Mauchunk, was there any good times up there?
At Mauchunk? Only when you load, that's all.
Now, but how about, you told me a lot of things about a train that did something.
Well, that's a train. Oh,
train.
That's going up the switchback.
That
goes up the switchback.
Whatever that
is. You never had any fun in Mauchunk?
No.
Just get there to load and then leave, is that it?
Every time you get to get rid of you.
Eddie, what was all that going on up at Mauchunk, like a lot of stores and so forth?
He don't know.
words. I can't hear you.
No, I don't hear you.
He don't know.
He didn't know on the boat that he...
No, he don't know.
He's been very sick. He still knows.
I hate it.
No. That boat's gone.